Hi, Marty Lurie here at KNBR 680 with Tom Verducci. Always a pleasure to see him at the park. He's out here doing the game on FS1.
All right. Yep. All right. This is our game of the week this Saturday on Fox Sports 1 with Joe Buck and Harold Reynolds.
All right. I love talking ball with you. You know that. And the first month is over. And what did we learn? Can you learn anything from the first month of baseball?
I think we learned the Brewers aren't a very good team. That's the ultimate worst-case scenario. I know people say you can't win a pennant, but certainly you can lose one. It looks like Milwaukee's playing itself out of contention, so they're going to face some serious questions about the future of the franchise. I'm talking about short-term, pretty soon, more sooner than a lot of people want. But other than that, I do think you can kind of learn some of the flaws of teams. In cases, some cases there's pleasant surprises that you didn't count on. The New York Mets certainly come to my mind the way they pitched and played early on. And I've always said that teams who do have a lot of changes, important for them to get off to better starts. Everybody wants to start well, but I look at a team like the White Sox with all the changes they made, and they're still trying to get their identity. So it's people say it's only a month, but you can learn a lot by a month.
Yeah, Tom Verducci with us. Two things for me. I mean, the Giants are always looking for pitching. You know, they're so old, they need pitching at some point in the season, I believe. So you look at the Reds, Johnny Cueto, can they deal with Mike Leake? Boy, I'd love to see him here. Then you look at Washington, do they need all those pitchers? So a couple of teams like that off to somewhat of a slow start. The Nationals starting to score runs now, but the Reds may be sort of treading water.
I agree with that, and I think that's something we're going to have to wait on for another couple of months. Generally, you're not going to see trades. I'm talking about significant trades in April and May. What teams want to do is see what they have, play out their hand, the way they put the team together in the offseason, give it a good 60 to 70 games. And that's why we get to the trading deadline in July, and then you're starting to talk about people like Cueto and Leake. Of course, you have to throw Cole Hamels in that mix as well. But I'd be surprised if a team like Cincinnati starts to pull the plug, so to speak, this early in the season. But certainly it's something you keep your eye on as a general manager.
What's your take on Washington?
Washington, to me, their surprise start is not a surprise to me because they had a rough spring training, injury-wise. They were not able to play on the field together. Remember, Ryan Zimmerman changing positions, Yunel Escobar changing positions, Span went down, Jason Worth had shoulder surgery. They just weren't together enough. And even once Worth came back and Span came out, they were out for so long, they're almost going through rehab now. So I'm not surprised that they haven't clicked on all cylinders, but I will say there's something about that team that's hard to put your finger on why they're not better. I still think they have to work out the end game, how they, you know, take care of the last 3 to 6 outs of a game. But that starting pitching is they remind me a little bit of Detroit, where every year it seemed like Detroit wasn't winning as much as we expected, but you looked up at the end of the season and they won. Over time, their talent showed.
Boy, very good. Tom Verducci, nice to have him here. FX, Fox Sports 1, I'll say that correctly, doing the game. All right, the National League Central. This, to me, is maybe the most interesting development. Wainwright out for the year. Cardinals still have a lot of pitching. Pirates, there's something about Clint Hurdle's teams. They just play better. Boy, they may have the best outfield in the league. And then you get the Cubs. Here come the Cubs.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in the Cubs. I actually picked them as a wild card team. And my thinking was Joe Maddon, to me, was the most important free agent signing of the offseason. I really think he has completely changed the culture there. And I also, after watching Chris Bryant play, figured that he was going to be an impact hitter right away. And it's hard to say that about a guy who had not played a day in the big leagues, but he looked that good. And we're seeing now, minus the home runs, of course, he's got such great plate discipline. To be able to drop in as a rookie into the fourth spot in the lineup, to me, that makes that team solid. So I think they're for real. Cardinals are still the team to beat. Even without Wainwright, I think they have so much pitching. They play the game so well defensively. It's hard to pick against them. Pittsburgh, I'm with you. I love their outfield. You know, I like the way they play baseball. They play low-scoring games, keep it close. But I think the loss of Russell Martin is a huge hole. And I know they like Francisco Cervelli a lot, but Russell Martin, to me, was like the captain of the team, and there's a big hole with him gone.
I'll tell you this about the first month. I always like to look back on the first month to see what we learned. I think we got a heck of a race in the National League here based on the first month of the season. The Dodger pitching now, they've got some injuries. Padres, the arms are not quite there yet. They're hitting the ball better. Giants still on their way. Colorado, Arizona not pushovers. And as you described, the Central and the East, this is an interesting league.
It's really interesting for this reason. The two teams that, to me, clearly on paper were the best teams, Washington and the Dodgers, have some troubles. Troubles that we didn't necessarily see coming with the Dodgers and some of the health of their pitchers. So I think that has brought the teams even closer together when we thought there was parity anyway. But the top two now, to me, look vulnerable.
Yeah. All right. Kansas City looked like the best team in the AL.
I know this. They're the most hated team in baseball. I don't know how it happened. You know, if baseball ever had homecoming opponents for about 30 years, the Royals would have been your homecoming opponent. And now they're the Oakland Raiders or the Bad Boy Pistons. It's an interesting dynamic. You know, I said the World Series last year, the Royals and the Giants to me were kind of the postmodern teams, the kind of teams you want in this day and age of strikeouts and shifts. They use the whole field. They put the ball in play. And that served them well all the way to Game 7, both teams last year. And I think that still plays. And I think that still will show for the Giants. And the Royals, to me, I think some of their chippiness is due for the fact they do play with so much emotion. And they're a young team. And don't forget, last year on that team, they had Raul Ibanez, they had James Shields, they had Josh Willingham. Those veteran influences are not there. And I think some of the youth, and as much as I love their enthusiasm, don't get me wrong, sometimes it cuts both ways.
Yeah, and how about the Astros? My goodness, Jose Altuve looks like Ryan Sandberg.
Wee Willie Keeler, maybe. Hit him where they ate, and he's got tremendous hand-eye coordination. They're a surprise to me. I knew they were a much better team. They addressed some of their bullpen issues. I thought the fact that their lineup is loaded with so many strikeouts would really hold them down. And it's turned out that they play almost like the Yankees do, where other than Altuve, it's based on home runs. And we'll sign up for strikeouts. They don't mind strikeouts because they can change the game with one swing. So that's what they're doing so far. I admit, they're a big surprise for me. I had them as a much improved team, but still a team around 500. And that team thinks they can contend. And when we talk about starts, that's an important part for a team that hasn't won. Now they believe they can win.
Yeah, the other side of the coin, Seattle's been a disappointment.
Yeah, a little bit of a disappointment, no question. Certainly not Nelson Cruz. He's done his part. Lately, Robinson Cano hasn't been hitting, so that's not something you worry about. But that's, to me, is a team now that came in a lot differently than last year, and that now there are expectations there. You know, it's been a long time since they made the postseason. And no one thought they were a postseason team the last few years. Well, they did this year. And playing with expectations so far, I think it's knocked them on their heels a little bit. I still think they're going to be a contender.
Yeah, I think it's a great month. I think it's been a great month. But I'll tell you one thing. You got to pitch. And the Houston Astros pitch. And I'll tell you, when you pitch, you win.
You're absolutely right about that. One thing that April has shown us is that the trend of pitching dominating baseball is continuing. I think last time I checked, the batting average in April was about .249, which is one of the lowest April's in like a half a century or something. And I know it's early, and generally it's colder and people don't hit, but compared to other April's, man, it is something else. So if anybody suspects or thinks that hitting is kind of self-correcting this era of pitching dominated baseball, it's not happening for a while, folks. You know, get used to it. We're heading back to 1968, if anything.
Great having you on. I always enjoy talking baseball with you, Tom. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Tom Verducci. You can hear him on Fox, MLB, and SI. Wherever you turn, this guy is there. Good baseball man. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.